on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. He sold out his country and will pay the price. Jack Teixeira, an airman in the Massachusetts National Guard, pleads guilty to leaking highly classified military documents on Ukraine and other national security matters. Matt Olson is Assistant Attorney General for National Security.
Mr. Teixeira callously disregarded the national security of the United States, and he betrayed his solemn oath to defend the country and the trust of the American people that he swore to protect.
It's a plea deal calling for a sentence in the range of 11 to 17 years. A single-engine airplane crashed near the I-40 in Nashville. Authorities say everyone aboard was killed, but it's not known exactly how many people were on that doomed aircraft. Unclear if they're in custody, but North Carolina authorities got arrest warrants for two people accused in a poaching case involving 600 rare Venus flytrap plants stolen from conservation land in Boiling Springs Lakes. This is ABC News. The wildfire in the Texas Panhandle, largest in state history, is burning through the heart of cattle country. Communities rallying together to get hay to local ranches that lost livestock and grassland. Derek Hayes, whose home was damaged by fire, was picking up some donated goods.
I'm glad that my kids, in a way, I'm glad that they were able to experience something like this.
Why?
So maybe they will have a little bit better appreciation for what they do have when they can see that there's a lot of people that don't anymore.
And now the litigation.
A woman suing power company Xcel, saying a wooden pole Xcel failed to properly inspect snapped off at its base, adding powered utility lines hit the ground, igniting a fire. Xcel responding to that lawsuit, saying they are working to support the panhandle, adding there has been no official determination of cause or causes for the fires.
ABC's Maria Villarreal. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin taxpayers with kids are getting a tax break. Governor Evers is enacting a bipartisan bill to expand child and dependent care tax credits from 50% of the federal credit to 100%. The total tax relief should add up to $73 million a year. On Friday, Evers vetoed three Republican tax cut bills. Suburban women in Wisconsin have a lot to say about who wins the race for president. That's why First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha Sunday talking about reproductive rights.
We are the first generation, and I think someone said this, in a half a century, to give our daughters a country with fewer rights than we all had.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Madison on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
A good day for Brewer batters. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks in Cactus League action. The final score 10-4. Willie Adames with a home run. Christian Yelich with two hits, two RBI. On how the team looks so far.
I think we're a really young team. We have a lot of young players. A lot of guys that have been around here for a while have kind of moved on or gone a different direction. You know, I think we'll go as far this year as the young guys take us.
The Brewers face the Giants tomorrow. NBA. Bucks play the Clippers before heading out on a four-game road trip. College hoops. Iowa's Caitlin Clark, now the all-time leading scorer in Division I basketball, surpassing Pistol Pete Maravich with a record 3,667 points that lasted 54 years. The Badgers losing to Illinois, 91-83. Wisconsin has lost 7 of their last 9. Greg Gard.
We play good basketball at times, but we're inconsistent. As I always say, when guys come off the bench, we can't go backwards.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Turning mostly clear tonight, low in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer, highs to the upper 40s. And more sunshine for Wednesday, into the low 50s for the high. Thursday looks mostly cloudy, a slight shower chance, and a high around 50 degrees. Currently it's 26.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Alball. On Super Tuesday, noon to 2, we'll preview the primaries and also take on alternate side parking. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program this Monday. I want to just emphasize what just happened with the Supreme Court. 5 Republicans on the Supreme Court just ruled that the American court system, they themselves cannot keep a seditionist off a ballot. This seems to me like such an in-your-face violation of the 14th Amendment's Article 3, or Section 3, rather. It should be so clear. And in fact, it was, it was called out by Sotomayor, Kagan, Jackson, and Amy Coney Barrett. I mean, but 5 Republicans said, even if he's convicted of insurrection. Now, the 14th Amendment says if you commit insurrection, you may not serve. It doesn't have, you know, an enforcement mechanism or anything like that. It just says you can't serve. And for over 100 years, numerous people who tried to commit insurrection have been barred from serving. But the court said, sorry, you can only do it if Congress passes a law saying that he can't serve, which is absurd. It's absurd on its face. And frankly, I think this is setting up the possibility of another January 6th, another insurrection attempt, because there will be no penalty for it. I mean, Trump knows there'll be no penalty for it. When he loses the election this coming November, all hell's going to break loose because of this decision. Meanwhile, down in Tennessee, they have become the first state to ban pride flags in public and charter school classrooms. No more pride flags. No more Black Lives Matter flags. None of that woke stuff in our classrooms. The state representative Justin Jones was blocked. You know, he's a good guy, a progressive. He was blocked from speaking against this by the Republicans in the legislature, in the Texas and Tennessee legislature. He tried to point out that this was, you know, done following just by a couple days, a Nazi rally in downtown Nashville. But it didn't do any good. They blocked him from talking. The bill's primary sponsor was a Republican state representative by the name of Gino Bulso, B-U-L-S-O. Bulso said in a January interview with local news station WKRN that the LGBTQ plus pride flag represents values and ideas that he opposes, including the 2015 Supreme Court ruling Obergefell that legalized gay marriage. I predict within a year or two, the Supreme Court will reverse itself on Obergefell. We've already heard from Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito that they want to reverse that decision. But Bulso turns out, in addition to being a state lawmaker, he's a lawyer. And he has a law firm who makes money helping parents sue school districts. And in fact, he has helped parents who don't even have children in school districts, in public schools, sue those public schools for you know, books that he doesn't like or the parents don't like. And now they'll have another basis for lawsuits, that being pride flags. If a teacher wears a little pride pin, if you've got a gay teacher who's got some kind of, you know, pride emblem somewhere in their classroom, sorry. Yeah, and the enforcement mechanism, he's following on Texas. The enforcement mechanism is that parents can sue the school for money. And he just happens to make a living suing schools for money. I'm assuming it's a he. The first name is Gino. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming it's a he. And this came just, you know, a week or two after Nex Benedict, the non-binary teenager in Oklahoma, was murdered or died at the hands of or after being assaulted by students in a public school. And, you know, queer youth consistently report higher rates of bullying, physical threats, and other forms of harassment, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control. And yet, I mean, Republicans just delight in this, in the violence and the brutality of it. There have been over 33 attempts at legislation across the United States just this year. Keep in mind, it's March 1st, or it's March 4th. Yeah, it's the first week of March. Just this year, in other words, for 2 months, January and February, there have been 33 pieces of legislation dropped in red states that would make life miserable for gay people, for the queer community. Everything from the new trans bathroom bills, they're back, to you know, attacking gay marriage, to trying to criminalize gay sex. I mean, it's just on and on it goes. They are not going to stop until they've turned America into America 1950. This is the goal of the Republican Party. You know, no more visible queer people in America. Black people should know their place in America. Hispanics should go back to Mexico in America. Asian people should go back to Asia. This is the consistent, Native Americans, shut up and stay on the reservation. This is the consistent message of the white supremacist Christian nationalist Republican Party in the United States. Meanwhile, down in Florida, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion, schools having DEI staff, I think it's a good thing. I mean, we want to know how we're diverse as a nation. We want people to have some equity. We want them to feel like they're participants in our society and in our schools. And we want them to feel included. But right-wing hate radio and Fox News, Fox so-called news, have done such a good job of laying the ground for this. And then, you know, come these very hateful Republican members of the House and Senate who just, you know, they delight in hating on queer people and black people and brown people and Muslims. This really is white supremacy, straight white supremacy. So anyhow, now what happened down in Florida, the University of Florida, this is from Edward Helmore over at The Guardian. The University of Florida is terminating all its diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI positions, to comply with a state law passed in January that prohibits state or federal funds from being used to fund the programs. You know, the university, of course, is funded by the state, and it does get some federal funds, as is the case with every university in America, or pretty much. The move comes, AE notes, as around 40 anti-DEI bills were introduced across the United States last year. The Education Board also said that a class at the University of Florida called Principles of Sociology can no longer be taught because this class talks about black people in America. It's going to be replaced with a general American history class that talks about the history of dead white people and how Columbus was a wonderful man. And let's examine the history of the British royal family. Florida's Commissioner of Education, Manny Diaz Jr., said the actions, he said, higher education must return to its essential foundations. Yeah, make America 1950 again. He said this, and blowing up the DEI programs in Florida, he says, ensure taxpayer money won't be spent on DEI and radical indoctrination that promotes division in our society. Right. Talking about black people in a positive way promotes division because it pisses off members of the Klan. I mean, let's just be upfront about this. Klan is very, very active down in Florida. I'm surprised, you know, that Ron DeSantis wasn't campaigning in his robes. And so now you've got the Commissioner of Education, Manny Diaz Jr., saying, oh, yeah, yeah, you can't piss off the Klan down here. It causes division when you talk about black people in a friendly way, in a nice way, when you highlight the accomplishments of black people in America. So we're just going to take all that out of our university. I mean, these are not children. These are young adults. Even if they were children, they should have DEI.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back in just a minute with your calls and this amazing story about what's going on with OPEC. Stick around.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Online.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. After all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from having a few extra pounds to being more fit. We saw their coat get shinier, there's more of a spring in their step. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom. drmartypets.com/THOM. Welcome back. France just passed legislation making abortion a constitutional right in France, or establishing abortion as a right nationwide in France. The first country in the world to do this. Take that, Republicans. Speaking of the news, this is rather distressing. And again, another story that's not getting anything close to the coverage I think it should. This is from the New York Times from a couple days ago. OPEC to extend oil production cuts through June is the headline. And I'll just read you the first paragraph. Saudi Arabia, the de facto leader of OPEC, said Sunday that it would extend cuts in oil production through June, noting that it was acting in coordination with some other states. Saudi allies, including Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates, said Sunday they would also continue their reductions. Saudi Aramco had been planning on producing 13 million barrels of oil a day. They have now cut their production down to 8 million barrels a day. Excuse me, 9 million barrels a day. And what's the consequence of that? Prices are rising. Brent crude oil is now up to $83.55 a barrel. And, I don't buy gasoline anymore, but Sean does. And she was telling me the other day, we've seen twice now in the last week. Once they went up 30 cents and 20 cents both times. We've seen two 20 cent per gallon gas price increases here in Portland just in the last 2 weeks. So, we know Saudi Arabia loves Donald Trump, right? I mean, they gave his son-in-law $2 billion. They want him to be president again. And they know that when gas prices are at $5 a barrel or $5 a gallon, that Americans get seriously pissed off and start voting for whoever's not in office. Well, whoever's not in office right now is Donald Trump. So Saudi Arabia looks to me like they are right now, as we speak, as we're, you know, just watching in real time, Saudi Arabia is putting their thumb on the scale for Donald Trump. And they're going to continue. Mark my words, gasoline is going to be $5 a gallon by Election Day. And the Republicans are going to be going screaming about it and yelling about it. And the other thing that you know, this article doesn't point out, but, you know, I think is a big deal, is that the Saudis own the largest gasoline refinery in the United States down in Texas. And what did they do in 2022 during the election when the gas prices rose? They shut down the refinery for a couple of weeks. They said it was for maintenance. Well, you know, we've got to do maintenance here, so let's just do it right before the election. And you shut down the largest gasoline refinery in America. It doesn't matter how much oil Saudi Arabia produces. Gasoline starts getting tight. We can drill and pump and produce all kinds of oil. But if you can't refine it into gasoline, you can't control the price of gas. I'm telling you, this is coming. I pointed this out when Obama was president. The Saudis were playing these games, and nobody seemed to take it seriously. But it was just so obvious. Saudi Arabia is run by a bloodthirsty dictator who murdered a Washington Post journalist who said things he didn't like, and I'm sure would murder me if he could get his hands on me. And that's the kind of people that Donald Trump loves. That's what Donald Trump wants to become. He wants to be able to kill anybody he doesn't like. And mark my words, if Donald Trump becomes president again, you're going to start seeing political assassinations in the United States that will not be prosecuted by Donald Trump's Department of Justice. But for right now, the job that Saudi Arabia sees for itself is we've got to make Donald Trump president again. And why? Well, because they're trying to get, you know, they want American weaponry. Donald Trump sold Saudi Arabia some, as I recall, $40 or $50 billion worth of weaponry that was not authorized by Congress in violation of the law. And Donald Trump helped them build nuclear reactors, which they will use to enrich uranium to produce nuclear weapons. Again, I believe in violation of the law or in violation of Congress. Saudi Arabia, you know, the Saudis are not our friends in many ways. Now, that said, I'm hopeful that the Saudis will be able to work with Joe Biden and help produce a peace in Gaza and Israel. We're now seeing famine in Gaza. And the Saudis have been involved in some of these discussions, so maybe I should moderate my trash-talking them, but they desperately want Donald Trump back in the White House.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
From the Mississippi to the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Marie's radio station.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. He sold out his country and will pay the price. Jack Teixeira, an airman in the Massachusetts National Guard, pleads guilty to leaking highly classified military documents on Ukraine and other national security matters. Matt Olson is Assistant Attorney General for National Security.
Mr. Teixeira callously disregarded the national security of the United States, and he betrayed his solemn oath to defend the country and the trust of the American people that he swore to protect.
It's a plea deal calling for a sentence in the range of 11 to 17 years. A single-engine airplane crashed near the I-40 in Nashville. Authorities say everyone aboard was killed, but it's not known exactly how many people were on that doomed aircraft. Unclear if they're in custody, but North Carolina authorities got arrest warrants for 2 people accused in a poaching case involving 600 rare Venus flytrap plants stolen from conservation land in Boiling Springs Lakes. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 2 of Donald Trump's lawyers who helped lead Wisconsin's false elector scheme have settled a civil lawsuit against them. Lawyers Kenneth Chesbro and Jim Troupis will have to turn over 1,400 pages of documents, emails, and texts detailing how they came up with the plan. The 10 Republicans who posed as false electors settled in December. Neither Chesbro nor Troupis have to admit any wrongdoing in the settlement, though Troupis will have to pay an undisclosed amount to the plaintiffs in the case. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques of DePere is running for Congress. Jacques is running for Wisconsin's 8th congressional seat, which is being vacated by Congressman Mike Gallagher. He's the second Republican to announce their candidacy for the seat alongside former State Senator Roger Roth. No Democrats have announced yet their intention to run. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight with mid-20s and light north winds. On Tuesday, sunny to mostly sunny, highs in the upper 40s. A little warmer on Wednesday, lower 50s, a southeast wind, and increasing clouds, rain Friday. Right now, it's 25.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who've left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. You know, Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, which makes them temperature regulating. Excuse me, so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send them back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. Seriously, 35% off. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. What's on your mind? Michael in Central Mexico. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, hi, Tom. Hey, you're doing a great job, man. I wish we could put you on speakers all across the country and have people hear your message.
Thank you, Michael.
So what I'm calling for, before I hit it, I want to just mention you made a comment earlier today about Germany not having any concentration camps, extermination camps within the country, and they did have Dachau.
Dachau was not a death camp.
That way.
I lived up the road from Dachau. I've been there three times. It was not a death camp. A lot of people died there.
They didn't.
But it was not designed specifically to kill people. It was designed as a concentration camp. In fact, it was one of the first ones that they opened, and it was where they put political prisoners. But the camps that had, and they did have a crematorium there, but that was because, you know, so many people, they worked them to death, basically. But the actual, you know, we're going to bring them in and send them into the showers as quickly as possible and kill as many as possible. Those were all outside Germany.
Gotcha. Okay. My question is, I listened to this Byron Donald, the black representative from Florida, 19th District. He was on Fox, and I don't watch Fox, but I watched a clip with Bartiromo or whatever her name is. And he mentioned, his defense of not passing the immigration or not even taking it up in the House is that we in the House, we passed this House Resolution 2 or whatever the hell that is, and they wouldn't even take it up in the Democratic Senate, it was great. And I was just curious. I tried to find information on what was in that. I know it was probably a real dog trap, but do you have any idea?
Are you talking about the border legislation that passed the House that was not taken up by the Senate?
That's right. Yeah.
It was so extreme. I mean, it was so extreme that it was unenforceable. It called for closing the border entirely, 100%. It called for ending immigration. It called for, I mean, it was so over the top. It was not a serious attempt at legislation. It was a statement that so everybody could go on Fox News and preen about it. But it was not. It could not have become law.
Well, that's his defense, and that's probably a lot of their defense today. We had a great bill that we put forward that they wouldn't even listen to, and now they tried passing this the one that passed the Senate 70-26 or whatever,
right. Yeah.
And that one that passed the Senate was terrible. They're going to have 5,000 immigrants in a day, and Biden can change the rules anytime he feels like. Just so much crap.
Yeah.
I mean, that they're dumping.
No, they're lying about it, actually. I get your point. This is what Republicans do. They're not interested in governing. They're not interested in making America better or anything like that. They just want power. Trump has come out and said, if he has a second term, he's going to have another tax cut for billionaires. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse, right? So, Michael, are you living in Mexico or are you just visiting?
No, I live down here now. Yeah, I've been down here off and on for 20 years, but I live down here for the last 6 or 8 now. It's a wonderful place. Getting more expensive, though. It's like U.S. It's everything's getting crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, the weather, you can't beat it.
Yeah, we've got a couple of callers who live in Mexico. Nicholas is the most common, you know, the most frequent. He's also in our chat in our chat room on YouTube. But fascinating. If my kids weren't all living here, I don't know.
Right.
I like Portland. I'm just on weeks like this, I get tired of the weather.
I grew up there, you know, and this is such a nice change. I mean, every day is a sunny day, and no humidity, which is rare.
Los Angeles is like that too. Thanks a lot, Michael. Good to hear from you.
Thanks for what you do.
All right, pleasure. Bye bye. Paul in Neenah, Wisconsin. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
I'm your age, and I consider you a brother from another mother.
Okay. Well, thank you, Paul.
Okay, but this has to do with the SCOTUS decision, and you've already covered it on today's program pretty nicely. I'm surprised they didn't take the simple route. In reading Section 3, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says they cannot hold any office.
Right.
Does not say they cannot run for the office. Does not say they cannot get elected to the office. They cannot hold the office.
Right.
Meaning, in my opinion, that would be putting your hand on that book and, you know, doing your oath.
Right.
I know at that point it's going to be hard to stop the train.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. What's your opinion on that, real quickly?
Well, you have 5 of the 9 justices who ruled that the courts no longer have a voice in this, that only Congress can decide if somebody can sit, you know, in a federal elected position or not. Had Clarence Thomas recused himself, which he should have done because his wife was up to her eyeballs in this insurrection, had he recused himself, that would not now be our law. In other words, the courts would still be able to rule on whether Donald Trump is eligible to be in office or anybody else, any other insurrectionist. But now you've got a situation where any of those people who participated in January 6th, which was clearly an insurrection attempt, including the dozens who were actually convicted of insurrection, you know, the Proud Boys and 3%ers, now they can run for public office and they can hold public office unless Congress passes a law saying, no, you can't, which is nuts. And that's why it was even too much for Amy Coney Barrett. But, you know, the other 5 Republicans and Clarence Thomas should not have been ruling on this. This is just a slap in the face to all Americans. It's just horrible. Did I answer your question, Paul?
Yeah, pretty much. Can I do a shout out, though, to there was a businessman here in northern Wisconsin that was in court fighting, you know, to keep him off the ballot here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Kirk Bangstat. It's kind of a moot point now, obviously,
right.
But he owns Minocqua Brewing Company up in northern Wisconsin. Beautiful area, beautiful small lakes, deep, cold lakes. He's got a brewing company, and he does ship to some states, but his products are like, he has some coffee products, and they're called woke, you know, caffeine, you're woke, you know, kind of thing. Obviously, he's a progressive.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Rainbow Land Soda. He's got Biden Beer. He's got AOC.
Oh, I've heard of this guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got Bernie Brew. He's got Extinct Elephant. He's got Choice Beer.
Can you buy his stuff online?
There's a website. You know, there's a certain number of states that he can legally ship to.
Right.
But he's got a Ruth Bader Ginsburg beer that's got her collar, a graphic of her collar around a can.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
And
so what would the website be, Paul? Do you know?
Well, it's Minocqua, a brewing company, but it's Minocqua.
Okay.
Now, even if you misspell it, I'm sure Google, if you Minocqua Brewing Company, even if you get the spelling wrong, Google will take you, you know,
very cool,
to it somehow.
Very cool. Well, good on you for the shout out, Paul.
Yeah, in the past, he also had Obama beer and some other things. So it's just, he's a good guy.
I'll have to check it out.
If he's anybody that keeps fighting a good fight. That's good with me.
There you go. Me too. Thank you very much, Paul. Good talking to you. Mark in Valley, Washington. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today? Mark, your phone is breaking up really badly. I don't know if there's anything you can do about it. Move to a different room or something.
Is it any better now?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
All right. I think you're giving the Republicans too much credit. 1950 America is not fascist enough. They want to go back to Americans' version of 1936 Germany.
Yeah, I think you're right. Or 1860 version of the Southern states, the Confederacy.
Yeah, that would work. Kind of where fascists started.
Yeah, well, they were fascists. The Confederates were fascists, unabashedly.
Here's what was going through my mind. I can't remember the name of whatever wife Trump buried on the golf course.
Yeah, Ivana.
But if that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. If for some reason he decides he's got to exhume that body and move the body somewhere, we better get some court orders to be there, somebody from the FBI to be there when that casket's open, because if Trump decides to move that body, he's getting papers out to sell to somebody.
I agree. I think he's got. We still don't have that 10-inch thick binder with all the top secret stuff about the American spies in Russia. I think that might be what Rand Paul took to Russia to give to Putin. I don't know, but you know.
At least a copy of it. The original might be buried.
Yep. Yeah. There you go. In Ivana's grave. Well, it'll get interesting if he has to sell Bedminster to pay off the New York State. You know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He needs money right now, and if all of a sudden that body's got to be moved, there's a reason.
Yeah, there you go. Mark, thank you very much. I'm wondering if he even got a permit to have a cemetery on his golf course. You would think that New Jersey would have something to say about that. I don't think you could just bury a body in your backyard. I mean, there are rules, right? Anyhow, we're picking up your calls here. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And why is it that, around Putin, people keep falling out of windows? Around Trump, his wife falls down the stairs and dies. I mean, coincidence?
Broadcasting from the city of Lakes.
In touch with you.
Really, but it sounds
this
fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 WLAK. Amory's radio station.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete
Schwabba!
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. Thanks for being there. I've got something that I was curious about, and I'm surprised that Wiseman and Katyal haven't talked more about it. This Thursday is going to be Alvin Bragg's moment to find out about taking this case, his case forward mm-hmm. on 34 counts of dealing with crime.
Right.
And to find
trying
out
to influence and watch him by paying off a porn star, yeah.
Yeah, and if he's found guilty, he could get 4 years. And it's either, if it's a misdemeanor, I don't think there's any time, but if there's, if they find him guilty of certain things, there's...
He's looking at the possibility of going to prison. I get it.
And so if Cohen went to prison over the same thing,
which
and
he did
2 years or whatever.
Yep.
I'm thinking here's a possible chance that that if he's found guilty, he could go to prison for at least a year mm-hmm. or two at the most.
Yeah.
And not given a pardon.
Yep.
Because he can't get a pardon in state court.
That's true. That's true.
So I think it's a ray of hope, right?
It sort of is. I mean, it's pretty unlikely. White billionaires tend never to go to prison, no matter how bad their crimes. Unless they actually murder somebody, and even then, they I'm guessing most of them could probably escape. But this case is probably going to be the only one that the Supreme Court hasn't messed with. Trump is claiming presidential immunity in all the other cases, and. And
it's one he could do time for.
Right. And this happened before he was president. So, we'll see how it plays out.
April. They're picking the jury on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And then Manuel Merchan is the judge.
Yeah.
And he's a Democratic judge.
This is going to get interesting, John. It's going to get real interesting. Thanks for the call.
I think
thanks
this is going to be our moment of, I could picture him getting the book. But also, I mean, if he were to be given time, I could see him being in a rage in the court
mm-hmm.
and the judge giving him more time.
Well, we'll see. I'm looking forward to it. I delight in these. Yeah. But that said, I don't think that anything Donald Trump is convicted of is going to influence Republican voters. They have made it very clear. This guy has been successfully prosecuted for rape. He has been successfully prosecuted for fraud. They were trying to get Biden impeached over this allegation by this Russian spy that Biden took a $5 million bribe, which he didn't, and which is now blown up. But they thought that one $5 million bribe was enough. Trump took, we know about $9 million that Trump took while he was in the White House from Saudi Arabia and other countries. His son-in-law got $2 billion. You know, the Republicans don't care. They are just fine with corruption. They're just fine with criminals representing them. And that's what's mind-boggling, right, John. Thanks for the call, John. Judd in Meadview, Arizona. Hey, Judd, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? Good. Been a long time.
Thanks. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Yeah. I'm a truck driver. I was in Portland over the weekend.
Oh.
I'm on the other. I just got into Idaho out of Ontario, Oregon, and I pulled into a rest area here. I was hoping to talk to you. You know, wait, when did that happen that the Saudis bought that
refinery? It was during the Trump, I believe it was during the Trump administration. I could be wrong, but I believe it was.
I mean, that's just horrible.
Yeah.
You know, that's even the case. The other thing I wanted to ask you, I know sometimes you want to limit people, but I wanted to ask you about all this talk about a digital dollar, usually on investment sites. You know, they're going to take away all your cash and, everything's going to be digital. Is that true?
Hang on just a second. It was the Saudi Arabia state-owned oil company, Saudi Aramco, acquired the largest refinery in the United States, the Port Arthur Refinery in Texas, in 1988. So that would have been during the presidency of George Herbert Walker. No, that would have been the last year of the Reagan presidency, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can thank Ronald Reagan for that. I'm sorry, I was typing to get that answer.
For so many other things.
Yeah. So I missed the last couple of words you said. What was your last question?
I was asking about this digital dollar that a lot of investment sites, I'm seeing, I turn my CV down. Have you heard about it? You know, they're saying they're going to take away all your cash and, you know, you won't be able to do anything with
it's a conspiracy
with
theory.
Paper money anymore.
It's a conspiracy
theory. It is a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. And it's one that's got the right winner. It's just hysterical right now. But there's no move to do this. There's no legislation proposed. There's nobody talking about it in Congress. President has ever mentioned it. No Secretary of the Treasury or Fed Chair or Fed of any kind has ever mentioned it.
That's
it is
what
entirely out of the right-wing fever swamps, 100%.
Yeah. I don't have it in front of me right now, but last time I was home or one night when I was looking on the Internet, I got an email. I get some of these right-wing emails from these crazies, and they're talking all about how they're, you know, how you need to take all your money out of your bank accounts. And they're encouraging all their right wingers to do this.
Right, and put it in gold. Because they're selling gold. They make a huge profit on it. We had gold advertisers early on in the program and, you know, eventually figured out that most of the gold sales are, you know, they're a terrible investment. I mean, yes, gold does appreciate, absolutely, but there's better ways to buy gold. You can do it through ETFs. If you want to have some physical gold, you know, buy it locally, but we don't do that anymore. I won't take them as advertisers. Judd, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Evacuations in a Detroit